This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Greek parliament is launching a criminal investigation into the country's former finance minister, George Papakonstantinou. He's accused of tampering with a list of suspected tax evaders. The BBC's Mark Lowen joins us from Athens with the latest. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, so remind us about this list. What is this?
Well, it's a very murky tale. It's got ministers, you've got alleged cover-ups, suspected tax evasion. It all goes back to 2010, when France's then finance minister, Christine Lagarde, obtained a list of over 2,000 Greeks who held bank accounts at a Swiss bank. And she passed it to her then Greek counterpart, George Papakonstantinou, with the implication that many of those on the list were suspected of evading taxes. Now, Mr. Papakonstantinou and his successor are accused of not really acting upon the list and not doing anything about it. And then it was leaked to an investigative journalist last autumn, and three names from the original were missing. All three were relatives of Mr. Papakonstantinou. He denies doctoring the list. But what Parliament voted on late last night was that a criminal investigation should now be set up to probe whether Mr. Papakonstantinou tampered with the list or mishandled it. And if he did, then he would face trial and potential prison sentence of up to 10 years.
Well, at its core, it seems like this is just about tax evasion, that Greeks don't want to see politicians engaged in tax evasion, right?
It is very largely to do with that. And tax evasion remains rife here in Greece. It's for long been a national sport in this country. It's estimated to cost the Greek economy about 15 billion euros, about $20 billion a year. But it is about more than that, really. It is about tax evasion. It is about the accountability of Greek politicians. I have never been in a country where there is such absolute hatred of the political establishment as here in Greece right now. Ordinary Greeks feel that their politicians have let them down, and they see this, Lagarde's scandal, as absolutely representative of that.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. Thanks, as always.
Pleasure.